HBC Podcast, episode 64.
64. The square root of 8, cube of 4, the sixth power of 2. It is holy the 17th smoke. Interprime.
Not a mass podcast.
Since it lies midway between the 18th and the 19th prime numbers, 61 and 67. Welcome back.
They've already clicked off because they said this is definitely the wrong podcast. Okay, I was trying to think of somebody, but of course my mind is not in sports mode. I'm trying to think of somebody who wore 64, and my mind kept going back to Yakupov. But I just Googled it. He wore 65.
Ooh, so next episode.
I was close. Yeah, next time I'll have that one geared right up.
Yeah. Next episode. Yeah. So it's been a while, eh? Well, not really.
Not as long as the last time.
Yeah.
We attempted this time.
Yeah.
Like, before, we didn't really try all ball season. It was just like we knew everyone was gone.
Yeah.
Just didn't work out last week.
We tried one a few weeks ago. We were all there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Talon just ghosted us.
Yeah.
Told us all day he's coming. Yeah.
I mean,
waited an hour after starting time and yeah. He just never showed.
I got stuck at the in-laws and I was visiting.
Yeah, stuck, all right.
Didn't want to take my phone out. Like, hey, my gotta phone leave out.
I'm sure it was your phone you didn't want to take out.
Well, the old lady wasn't there.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
I just stopped in to pick something up and I was just visiting.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Being a polite
one
guy.
One of those.
But her mom makes like homemade wine, like they ferment it or whatever.
You like Creole Williams?
What? Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
But it's like
made homemade wine like nobody you know. Friday night.
I don't know if Talon gets the country
can you
music
help me,
reference.
Well, she, I don't know. I came out of there with a couple bottles of wine.
Got a little girl waiting, and it might be your daughter.
This is crickets.
Anyway,
I came out of there with a couple bottles of wine, and I'm like, I'm heading there, boys. And you guys are like, nah, we're leaving. And I'm like,
well, it was like,
it was literally like an
11
hour
o'clock
and a half
or 10:30. It was 10:30. Yeah.
No, it was like 9:45.
When
it
you
was
were
not.
Leaving.
No, yeah, I left. What time were we gonna do it? Start at 9?
I think so. Yeah.
I left after.
It was after 10. Yeah.
Yeah, because I said I'll sit there till 10, and then we were talking. And then it was like 5 after 10. It's like, oh, yeah. See you later.
I remember being like, what a piece of shit.
Not the first time. Won't be the last.
I hope it's the last. Just tell us you're not coming.
Just ask Colkey. Yeah. Yeah,
Just don't puke on the couch.
Yeah, he didn't puke on any lawn chairs, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I've been good, man. Just getting it into the bushes now.
Yeah.
He's got aim.
He probably hasn't been on the sauce all summer. He's been too busy playing ball.
No,
athlete.
Man. No, I've been drinking beer.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Done ball.
What were you guys doing after provincials?
I was still playing with the Iron Pigs. We had playoffs, and then we lost out.
Well,
gotcha.
I got a quick story of our sponsor, because I know it took us a little too long. We're a little rusty, but
yeah.
Mark Handy, Gull Lake, Swift Current, Silverback Welding. Got us these beautiful mics.
Yeah.
The guy is just a gem and just loves the podcast. He's requesting a podcast every week. Apparently, a bunch of the boys at Whitecap, they're big listeners now. And,
nice.
They said, you're basically just paying these guys to make fun of you, is what he says. But, so I went out a couple Fridays ago. He texted me. It was like Thursday or something. He texted me to go weld some stainless in Gull Lake. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I thought it was don't call me, call you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, he was going to the lake for the weekend or something. So I drove up to Gull Lake and I...
Bit of a hike.
Yeah, bit of a hike. I didn't realize it was that much past Swift Current, actually. And so I went up there and I was kind of bugging. I'm like, oh, you got a couch I can crash on? And sure as shit, he's like, yeah, fuck, you can stay at my house. We're not there. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't tell his wife. So she was, I think she was a little displeased that she didn't know anybody was staying there. I don't know, but either way, thank you very much. But went up there, stayed at all.
Did you leave it at Ken Mass or how'd she find out somebody's
No,
staying?
I think she just, I don't know. She just, you know how women can be sometimes when they're like, well, did you do this or this? I was like, I'm literally just going to get there and go to bed anyway. So it's all good. But Yeah, he's got a nice place there. He's got some pretty sweet old trucks, but I don't know. I can't remember what they were, but they were nice.
How was the beer fridge?
The beer fridge was very pitiful. It was empty.
Ooh.
It was empty.
Yeah. Ouch.
It was full after I left, though. I filled her up for him. But yeah, no, shout out Silverback Welding for the work and for the mics.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, but I figured I better get into that right away.
Yeah, or else it'll be almost over.
He'll be like, fuck. Hour and a half in, you fuck. That's when I get my shout out. My Snapchat will be blowing up tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's dialed too. He knows as soon as it drops. He must have notifications on.
Well, he just drives around fucking battery operating and stuff now. So battery operating and welding and a little bit of both. So he's got all the time in the world. Farming too. Fuck. Guy's a jack of all trades.
Probably has our locations on. And then every time we were like together, he's like, whoa.
Probably a pod happening right now. Yeah. Is someone pulling in?
Well, sounds like it.
That might be Zach. When I was talking to him, he was on the phone.
I thought so it was maybe Chad. We might end up with a guest.
Did he bring beer?
I don't know. I doubt it. Guy's broke.
I'm broke.
Still, eh? Yeah.
He's always broke.
Yeah. Has been the whole time I've known him. Yeah.
Yeah. So the I don't know what you guys want to jump into. It's been a while, but the Big Six banter was given her last week, I think.
Senior hockey had quite the week there.
Yeah, it was
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know. If you didn't hear, then you're probably not like
on the internet.
On the internet or in the Big Six world like depth like we are. We're the media, so we have to be involved, right?
The media.
But Carlisle Cougars, I've never seen this ever, I don't think, in the history of senior hockey. But they
announce press release?
They announce a signing
in August.
In August. Must be a big commitment there.
Yeah, yeah.
Must have been some money going one way or something. I don't know how you can say you signed a player.
Signed. Like
yeah.
Pen to paper? Yeah. Or was the like
on another team.
Right. Like I don't understand.
Yeah, and they're on another team. I haven't heard. All I've heard is, like, I've heard from the players that potentially they're folding the Bean Fake Kohlers. Okay, so we're jumping too far ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're jumping way too far ahead there.
But, yeah. Okay, so the Carlisle Cougars made a press release, which I didn't know we did in our league, but they did. And
it may have revived another team.
Yeah, like, I think it pissed
it may
off
have saved the Kohlers.
Brought them back from the depths.
Yeah. They had the fucking paddles out, rubbing them together.
They were out the door, starting a rec team. Now they're like, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Kohlers never die. But, yeah, anyway, the Carlisle Cougars sign Taysen and Kalen Holt.
In quotations.
So, whatever that means, I'm assuming it means they're playing there. But the drama, for all you people who are Constitution fans, if Bean Fate, well, Bean Fate technically holds Taysen and Kalen's rights, correct? Yeah. So
I believe so. I haven't read the Constitution. I've just been told that's what it says.
Well, I'm sure it's in there somewhere. I'm not going to dive into it. But
yeah,
I'm quite sure it's in there. I don't really want to.
6 pages long.
Yeah. But anyway, they.
The heck is that?
What is that? What is that? Is that Leo Vegas?
We got a gambling ad? We got a background. We got fucking porn in the background here or what?
That was a gambling ad on Wicked Deadly.
Wicked Deadly coming through. Holy smokes.
Perfect diet. No free ads.
Yeah.
The VLTs are spinning.
Yeah. What was that for? LeoVegas.net?
Yeah, I don't know. That was really odd of them to do that.
That was a porn.
I sounded
like sexy music.
Yeah. The first thing I looked at was the tabs up top.
Yeah. Yeah. No porn on the computer.
Yeah. Wife uses this computer, eh? Can't leave it on there. Yeah.
So anyway, Kalen Taysen Holt signed with Cougars. They put it all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Not sure the point of that. I don't know what the point of that was. I'm assuming Kalen and Taysom were talking maybe to multiple teams, and maybe this is like Carlisle fucking...
Like pissing on the tire.
Yeah. Like they're ours. But who knows? Doesn't
matter.
Drumming
up some banter for their golf tournament, maybe.
Yeah, could have been, you know. Or, you know, I'm glad they did it because I'm like, oh, fuck, we got shit to talk about now. But...
I just thought it was kind of... Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, doesn't matter. They did it. Yeah. So the rumors are that I was hearing from.
Is it still up? Is post still up? Anybody look?
I didn't look. No, me but neither.
It was still up like a couple weeks ago when I looked again.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it's still up. I doubt they took it down.
Yeah.
But the rumors.
Yeah, I thought they would have taken it down.
Well, the rumors since last spring were that they. Like, nobody heard from the Kohlers in the spring for the meeting. Like, it was kind of... Like,
yeah, they didn't go to the fall
spring,
meeting?
Spring meeting.
Or spring meeting. That's yeah, they weren't at the spring meeting. And the rumor around the rumor mill with, like, you know, people on the team was they were folding. So I'm assuming that's when guys were like, okay, well, come play here, whatever.
Yeah, find it.
Which is fine. I don't see any problem with that. But then now I'm hearing that after it was pretty close to after the Carlisle announcement that I was starting to hear the opposite.
We're not fucking leaving.
It was like, I thought it was the same fucking day.
Yeah, we're not fucking leaving. Holtz don't have a release. Not sure how they signed our players.
Yeah.
Which, okay. Fine. So, and I haven't really heard much about this or that, and I would like to have Holt on to, he can say what he wants to say. I don't want to speak for him, but I have talked to him, and he's told me how he feels about the situation, and I've heard from other guys how they feel, and it's kind of a going back and forth. But I don't know if the Kohlers will be a thing or not, and it's kind of sad that they didn't get to release it themselves. Like, it's just kind of fucking out there now. Like, everybody's talking about it. It might not be out there, but everybody's talking about it.
About, like, whether they're going to have a team?
Yeah. Like, it's,
well, that's the thing. Like,
yeah. So, I don't know. I've heard they have some guys. I've heard. And then the next day I hear they're done. So, no idea. But I think it's kind of tight lips over there, too, about it a little bit. But
and if it... I guess you've been talking to more people than I have, but I'm kind of getting the impression if there is a team, it's going to be big-time turnover.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a lot of new guys and some of the old guards. Kinda.
Well, the problem that I see is they're going to have to find some guys because they've always kind of traveled short. So if they only got 12, 15 guys, you know, a lot of them work shift. Well, I don't know how many guys are going to Mooseman or, you know, et cetera. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully, you know, you don't want to see a team fold. I'm not sitting here making fun of or whatever. I'm just telling what I've heard, and obviously nobody wants to see a team fold. But
yeah, interesting situation.
It's definitely a hot topic because, like, I don't know if anybody's been on the old Wicked Deadly forum, but, like, on the Big Six rumors there, I was looking after I saw the Carlisle announcement.
Yeah,
I was like, guy better go check Wicked Deadly. So Wicked Deadly was fired right up, but I don't know. There was a lot of stuff. Basically, what we were saying, though, a lot of how, like, well, if there's Carlisle or Beanfade has a team, not sure why they'd release and blah 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 blah. But there was some pretty nasty comments on there too. Like, I think there was maybe some Kohler fans and some Carlisle fans maybe going back and forth. I'm not sure, but
what were the nasty ones?
Oh boy, what's the date today?
27.
Most recent post, August 24th.
Yeah, so basically hearing Beanfade is rostering a team this upcoming season and Holtz have not been released. Kohler's throwing up smoke screens or blowing smoke up everyone's asses.
From Northern Light.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, nobody's named. That's what I mean. You don't know
right,
who these
but,
people are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, even, like, throwing up smoke screens, like, what does that mean? Like, they're just faking it?
Just to...
Confusing people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then it's like, well, even if Beanfade does, the Holtz will not play for them anyways, so they will be wasting their time and showing they are just idiots. I don't know who that's directed at.
I like what they spell.
I guess Bean Fate.
Like they spelled B.
Just B, yeah.
Because it's really hard to put B-E. And then...
they are still in... Bar. Hey, Talon, you're too young. This is pre-T9.
Are they T9 texting? This is pre-T9
when everybody was short form and everything.
Yeah, the guys that probably still use this are probably like the 60-year-old fucking dudes that go to every game.
Okay, I love...
But it is awesome.
When I started playing senior, Wicked Deadly was like after on the... way home after the game, you'd be on your phone checking it out.
It was Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It was Twitter before Twitter. And then it died.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to see it's back.
Yeah, it is kind of kind of awesome, yeah. And then, yeah, it's just how they're idiots or whatever. But if the and then someone says, but if the Kohlers roster a team, they could make the hold sit if they decide to play hardball. Cougars may have jumped the gun with their press release.
That's from Jay.
Jay said that.
The letter J.
Yeah.
Spectator.
Yeah. And then, Lightning. Someone needs to look up SHA tampering
rules.
If BJ
pulled something like that, they would never.
What are the rules with tampering? Because, like that, I feel like you could definitely argue.
It's, I don't know. It's, that's like, yeah. You, like, the caller said they're folding. So I don't see any tampering. I guess, but that's the thing. The Kohlers didn't say they're tampering. They're folding.
I heard the
people on the Kohlers.
Who did the Kohlers lose to in the playoffs last year?
Mooseman, wasn't it?
Okay.
Or no, was it Carnduff? It was Carnduff.
I heard the player X was reaching out during the games.
Really?
That. Other teams that I'm not going to throw the other teams under the bus that told me this, that Holtz were reaching out during being like playoff games.
Just like we're out of here.
Well, no, they were asking if this team has a spot for them next season. Or this team has...
the team they're playing against?
No, not the team. Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what team it was, but
it was like, hey, I'm sick of this. Would you have a team for me next season? It's like the second intermission of game two.
Yeah, well, it would be tough though. Like you know, you make playoffs, you're going on a run, and then like nobody shows up to whatever.
I'm not saying that, but it was. So you talk about tampering? Is that it's mid game? Yeah. That's even worse than
self tampering.
It's
there's a real gray area.
Remember the
with
story
it.
From the beginning of last year with the tampering mid game?
Yeah. In Redford.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Just going right up to our players and like after the game. Like right on the ice.
Yeah.
That was
apparently this was the player reaching out though.
Yeah. So. No, yeah, I don't really see what Carlisle saying they signed the Holtz. Well, I don't really see it as tampering because according to pretty much the majority of the Kohlers, they're folding. But the Kohlers organization, in quotation marks, has not gone to a league meeting and said they are folding. So it's not official, but it seems like it's – but it might not be. Like, who knows? Like, they haven't said they are, so, like, you have to assume they're not, right? Like,
how is it beneficial to announce this in August, though?
That's what I mean. It's kind of, like weird that they did that.
Like, why don't you just wait until October?
Like, they'll know if they have a team by the 20th of September.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know.
When's the fall meeting?
Still don't know why.
Must be mid-September.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been wondering that too, actually, because the rink's been kind of asking me for ice times and stuff. But
yeah,
I just don't know why they need to jump on their grenades so quick.
Well, I think that post is really like what's gonna light a fire under Beanfate's ass.
What's gonna keep
to like get a team alive. Going, like. You know, like, I don't know. It was kind of silly, but
yeah. But then it's like clearly those guys don't want to be on this team. So how do you?
Yeah.
How do you say come play with us again?
All you do is you just prevent them from playing with somebody else.
Yeah, you just keep them from playing against you, I guess. But You only do that for, yeah, I don't know. It's just such a shitty situation. Like, I'm glad I'm not involved in it.
I was actually thinking nice about that
from the outside.
Yes, yeah.
A couple weeks ago when we were talking about this. Like, back in the day, when did this release, was it always the release rule?
See, well, like, ever since I've been involved, yeah, and in, a few years before I was involved, I know, yeah, it was, but I can't, like, speak back, before that.
So I just, thinking back to my time playing, Chris Stubble played for Mydale, left to go to Beanfeet, play with his brother, and then they both came back. Yeah, and like,
those are stud players. I know team, everybody who's played,
I know it was brought in because there was talk
and about
how it was brought in to keep players from jumping from team to
making
team.
Super teams.
Yeah. Well, just jumping around, right?
Yeah, but,
chasing the dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, because and they're just the first ones that pop to mind. Like, there's other guys that,
yeah,
like a big part of the Kohler's teams that won all those titles was like, he played in Cardiff and jumped to the Beanfeet when they started winning. Like, I'm not gonna. That's enough of that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, without, yeah, I mean, it's just, this was just something. I don't know, man. I went to men's night after and Estevan after, like, the post, and it was like, you would walk in the clubhouse, sign up, and then, like, people would be talking about it, and you'd just walk and, like, see here. So did you read the post, or did you see the post today? You know, yeah, it's, yeah, just like, you just kind of,
maybe this is good. Maybe this is just
like, it's like,
maybe the Kohlers are just, or the Cougars are just taking a page out of the NFL book. You just got to be in the news.
Yes, that's right.
You just got to be in the news.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, we got to get the senior hockey in the news at the clubhouse on men's nights in August.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, people are, like, going to be talking about this for sure. Like, the Holtz are signed in Carlisle, and, like, so why did Beanfeet release them? Oh, they didn't? Like, oh, baby, the fucking tea is spilled hot. But, you know, like,
it is funny though how it doesn't take long. It does, like, Corbin was in a hockey camp in Weyburn, and I've been a lot more kind of involved in the Estevan area hockey community the last decade. Like, it's been a long time since I've really been involved in the Weyburn one. But shoot, I wasn't in the rink in 40 minutes. Fuck. And I was. And there was senior hockey conversation starting to float around that I didn't bring up. And it's just like,
what are they talking about?
Well, that was Kings? Yeah, that was some more not a cue banter. It wasn't
what are they talking about down there?
Well, big news that I know all the Big Six teams will be relieved to hear out of Yellowgrass. Like, I know they're not in the league anymore, but especially Cooney, he'll appreciate this.
New all boards, you cheeseburger fans.
New boards in Yellowgrass rink.
Really?
Yeah. New oh, boards.
Good for them. Why? Did they get a new rink yet?
Why are you putting any more money into that rink?
How about just burn it down and build a new rink?
Like, why are you investing in this?
Like,
thing?
New boards on the outside to build a new rink?
Well, that's like,
and other,
like, putting new tires on it, like a 60 truck.
Yeah, and allegedly after seeing the the competition in the league last year. Oh, everybody who's anybody that's played for the Wheat Kings since they started is coming out of retirement, and they're locked and loaded for bear, ready to run show in the Nauticu this year.
They want a Nauticu league chip.
Huh? Well, apparently, yeah. They're coming. Apparently last year was just their first year, and they made it all the way to the league finals, and shoot, they got people coming out of everywhere that want to play. So,
oh, good for them.
Buckle up. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the Nauticu firsthand.
Yeah. Well, we saw the worst team in the Nauticu.
Yeah, and we know who we are in the Big Six.
The second worst team.
Last year?
Last year, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
New season. We could even be the third worst team this year.
Yeah, you never know.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, no, that Wicked Deadly, the comments on there were pretty good. If anybody wants to go check them out, that's really all I had on that.
That's probably plenty
of senior hockey talk for August.
Yeah, I'm glad there was some though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, this just, I'm sure you guys saw this. The new league is firing up.
Yes, What was that called again?
It's like the Prairie Hockey League, or the men's is in it too. Like
Prairie West Hockey League or something like that.
I'm sure it says men's.
I don't know.
Or no, PWHL.
I put it in there.
They just flipped the upside down.
The Prairie Men's. I put it in the group chat there. I was like, why do they need more leagues?
Yeah.
Well, did you see the rules?
No.
You get anybody within 120K radius.
Anyone?
Anyone?
What's this league called?
Except you can only have three guys that are elite, regardless of where they're from.
How's that so different?
In every other league, if they're locals, it doesn't matter how good you are.
So pretend
you're Redverse. You got one family that's got three elite players, so nobody else in town that's played good hockey gets to play because there's one. You know, just using that as an example.
They just don't get to play?
Yeah, well, they got to go to a different town because you can only have three guys on your team, junior A or better.
But then, yeah, if there's not another town within 120 kilometers, then you're just screwed.
I don't understand these rules like that. Like, why do you want to keep good players out of your league?
Well, I'm assuming there is none.
Yeah, I guess. They haven't had that issue yet.
I'm assuming no towns have.
Yeah.
Well, look at us, for example. Right now, when Mydale was 10 years ago, or 15, when Mydale was at the top, we had 12 guys from town that were elite level players. Now, we have none.
Yeah.
So, it's like right now,
You just hurt Brad's feelings a little bit.
I did not do that because he doesn't fit the criteria of the established elite rule. Yeah.
Oh.
He's an elite player, but he's not an elite player.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
So you think guys?
I'm elite, man. I'm elite.
Imagine how much Taysen could get playing up there, or he's not an elite. Oh boy, maybe he's gonna have to drive even farther.
Yeah.
He's gonna just pull up a residency at the old motel
in Ituna.
Yeah.
How many guys are freaking getting Carlisle addresses and stuff this year? They're just gearing right up. They have to be, aren't they?
Why would you bother getting a Carlisle address?
I don't know. Well, provincials.
Yeah. Single provincial D.
Yeah. Don't they want to go A, though? You think?
Then you don't need an address if it's provincial A.
Oh, right. Yeah, it wouldn't be for provincials.
It'd be for league.
Yeah, league.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If they're doing that.
Well, that's good.
Probably not, though, you know, because nobody does that. Definitely not Mooseman last year.
Yeah, no, I don't think they did that.
Was there ever proof of that?
Allegedly. Yeah, rumblings. You know, some broken telephone. Somebody's grandma lives in town, so they're locals, even though they're from a different province.
we count that.
Yeah, it's close enough.
I mean, systems are meant to be played, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Why are you using?
That's one thing of being down here.
Why are you using Bing? Don't use Bing.
I don't know, man. I just clicked on the internet and it was
like,
what?
I feel like all the teams south of the Moose Mountains are kind of in the same little bubble. Like we're all like Estevan's the center. You see, like I know somebody on or multiple people, lots of people on every team.
Yeah,
and then Wawota and Mooseman. It's like the Moose Mountains are like the wall, and it's like a whole different, like, I don't know anybody on those teams other than, like, and it's like, they're just.
Yeah, I agree.
And Kipling, I guess, is the other one up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they could pull these guys out of the woodwork, and I have no idea. You could, shoot, everybody knows everybody asked that.
Yeah, literally, Well, that's another thing. I wonder if Bean Fate does fold, like. What are all these players doing? Like, I'm hearing a lot of them are playing rec, and then, but yeah, who knows? But
the rec league in Estevan doesn't have enough good players.
Need a few more press releases. I think we gotta.
Yeah, Bean Fate needs to get on the horn and make a press release.
But we need people need to start understanding something. We are the press. So if you want to release something, give it to us.
Right. That's right. Not on your Facebook page.
They're like, breaking news. Facebook page has more followers than you.
Likely.
Yeah. It's like, no. I mean, they're saying to us. Like,
I know.
Their senior hockey team has more
followers. I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Imagine how many followers we'd have if we were a math podcast. We'd have much, much more.
Probably a bunch. Yeah.
numerous amounts of more.
Yeah. Well, so we don't need followers.
I just thought that was interesting that they have basically the exact opposite mentality of every other league in the province.
Well, what's this league called? That's what I was going to
put it in the
group. Is it the Prairie? I want to say the Prairie Men's Hockey League. Is that
the PMHL? I don't know. Could be.
That might be wrong. Don't worry about Googling it. Oh, there we go.
I got it here.
They have a website. Saskatchewan. That's
PMHL.
Right. They probably don't have a website.
Prairie Men's Hockey League.
Yeah, okay, there. He Googled it, but they don't have a website yet.
Not yet.
Get on it. Well, that's who we should be reaching out to. Who's running that league? Who's the president?
Why?
Well, let's get him on.
Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Heck of an idea.
Why?
Scott.
Edit that out.
What?
I don't want to give that idea away.
Yeah. It says Scott.
Well, if he goes on the Nooner, we'll just know that it was our idea.
For more information, contact Scott.
Scott, call him up. See if he answers. You should, man.
I love it. It's just a first name, though.
Oh, they do have a website. Or where is that? Oh, that's on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, they have four teams registered for this year.
Yeah, I saw Ituna, Kupar, Strasbourg. That makes sense.
And Indian Head, right?
Does that make sense? Strasbourg?
Yeah, Strasbourg and Ituna are pretty close, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, Strasbourg, Indian Head. Why do we need more leagues, though? I just don't understand.
Well, they'd like the rules in their new one better, where you can only have three good hockey players.
We're going to have...
It's got to have something to do with travel, doesn't it?
We're going to have a whole house team.
No, I think it's completely to do with the they don't want to have just
rules.
Yeah, they want to have
a shitty league.
We just love rules.
Yeah, not a shitty league, but just like a not a semi-pro league.
Man, all the teams are pretty much all the teams in the Estevan regular rec league, not even the over 30 league, would probably compete.
I heard the Round Lake Bears have been trying to get into that Triple A league.
That was what made.
But to get into that league, you have to play in a league for at least a year. So that's why they're trying to get in. I've heard that's why they're trying to get into all of these leagues, because they want to get into a league for a year, and prove that they're a team, and then peace out to the Triple A league. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's like, why would you want them to come in? And potential, like, I'm assuming they'll be really competitive. Yeah. Right? So why would you want them to come in, run show, and leave for 1 year? Like,
that's the rumor I heard at the old golf course. But who knows? It might not be true. But
yeah.
Huh. That's allegedly.
That's kind of an odd rule to have.
But I have heard, I've been hearing for like a bit of the summer that they've been trying to get into that Triple A league.
That's out of Alberta.
Yeah. Like where they play for, what's it, the Allen Cup or whatever?
The Allen Cup is national.
Yeah, so you have to, like, but don't you have to be a Triple A?
Yeah, but there's been teams registering Saskatchewan as Triple A teams over in the past, not recently.
Yeah.
And they don't play in the league.
Okay. Yeah, but to get into that league, you have to have been in a league.
There's no phone number here. It just says, for more information, contact Scott at... Scott,
okay. Well, hey, at Scott, reach out. Let's get you on. We want to hear about the Prairie Men's Hockey League.
Scott, hit us up.
Yeah, we are interested.
I think it's so funny that it's not even Scott blank. It's just
Scott. It's just Scott.
You know who it is,
Scotty.
Scotty,
you know who I am.
Yeah.
They don't want to give out too much information.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that was. So I initially thought, oh, this new league, Round Lake will probably phone them up. Then I saw the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, I don't think they'd have any interest in that.
No, yeah.
Unless they do it just to...
Be a team in a league.
Be a team in a league and just have the...
This league.
I don't know what their tournament roster has for big-time talent, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
This league sounds like it's like we're just going to take our midget house team.
Yeah.
And we're just going to move them up to senior.
No, not your midget house team. You've got your peewee house team from before the good players left. And now we'll let those three good players come back and play with their buddies.
Yeah, and then like, that's it. That's it, though. No one else.
Yeah. Yeah, if you made any friends playing hockey, they're not allowed to come.
No.
Just leave them at the door.
Yeah. They get to go to Balgoni and the Beach Boys. You three
guys, and that's it.
Yeah.
It seems like kind of an exclusive team at this, or an exclusive league.
Well, that's what I mean. If the town if the town has a good crop of players, like right now that Oxbow Alameda area is cranking them out, right? Like the last 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Tell Blaine I'm drinking his beard.
they'd have to switch leagues if they were in that. If they were in that league. Yeah. They'd have too many guys coming out and coming back.
Tell him I know where he lives. I'll bring him some beer. Like two at a time, though.
I'll let him know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like an odd rule to me that you would limit a town. Especially, okay, use your hometown as an example.
Yeah.
Like, so if, okay, that's one thing about the Nauticu. I've always thought, like, no wonder with their import rules, no wonder Assiniboia runs show every year. Yeah. Their population is 5 times all the other towns.
Yeah.
So when you can only have, like, it's a massive advantage for them.
Yeah.
But, okay, so if you don't want any big centers in your league, like, what if you all of a sudden one of them turns into, where the hell are you from?
Brennenbury,
where everybody who learns how to skate goes pro.
Yeah.
Except Austin and Jordan.
Me and Jordan just never made the cut.
Yeah, it's like 300 people and like 20, drinking beer too 25 much. Of them have had a pro contract.
Yeah.
It's, sorry, you're out of the league.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a one in a, it's not a very likely chance, but the chance is there, so you're saying there's a chance. Yeah.
You don't encourage, like, you're not encouraging good hockey by only having three elite.
It's really tough, right? Because, like, nobody wants to fucking get their asses kicked fucking every game. But it's also like, well, there's really no money in a league with no talent, right? Like, you're not nobody's going to come watch your games. Nobody, like, well, they, like, your home, like, I guess your hometown's probably going to come watch, I guess.
Yeah.
Your
parents.
Like,
hey, man, if you're winning games, I suppose the hometown will come.
I mean, I guess, yeah. You know what? What the fuck do I know that? Yeah, who knows? Fuck, like.
We used to get pretty good crowds in Mydale for our midget games back in the day.
Yeah, but probably a bunch of them were probably, like, your guys' like, friends.
Right. The town.
Yeah.
The town.
Yeah.
The six dudes who didn't play hockey.
They're all like, fucking fight them. It's like, okay.
No, we didn't ever have any fights in Mydale.
No.
It seems silly fighting in midget. I'm sorry. I know you're
afraid. They're probably all saying that, though.
Huh? What? We'll fight him. I always thought it was silly. Like, I'm watching as the goalie, as you guys try and rip your cages off. I'm like, What are you doing?
There's more fights in Bantam until I went to Estevan.
Yeah, that was a shit show there. There's a lot of fights there.
Yeah. Looking like that whole, I end up when dealing with minor hockey now.
Yeah.
And like I end up talking about that team all the time because I feel like it's such a unicorn. Like, we were good. I feel good. Like
it too. Yeah.
We were good for a midget, like not. Like juggernaut, but we were like a top 5 team in the league out of 15.
Yeah.
And we had 35 fights on the card for the year.
There's like a whole collage of like the one, like what, like six home games?
And that was, there's a 3-minute video of
six. There's like a 3-minute video of like six home games. Yeah. It's just all fights. Yeah. Still on YouTube.
Yeah, what do you guys have?
Shout out Kickley. He fucking videoed them.
He goes at a scrapbook.
Yeah, we do. I still have it.
Just from the games when we played in Estevan and the Midget A team didn't have a game.
Yeah. That was a fun year, man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Those are the games Kickley can come to.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
you guys see?
We had 4 or 5 guys over 100 penalty minutes.
Yeah.
No, probably 200 penalty minutes.
Yeah.
But your goalie just left.
In
it.
Midget.
They're like, the other teams are like, oh, fuck. Hillbillies are coming to town.
We needed a podcast back then so we could talk to the other teams how they felt about it.
Like, man, no, because then that shit's for life. I would have, like, can you imagine if we had a podcast back then?
Oh, yeah.
The shit we would have said.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, like, my goodness.
We should ask.
I'm still pretty bad. I say some dumb shit, but, like, it would have been so bad back then.
I know some of the guys from Weyburn that were on Like, did they talk about going to play us? Like, it was in Broad Street Bullies, or was it?
No, I don't think so.
I think I remember some of the
Iron Pig. I think Weyburn was scared.
I think so too.
I think some of the Iron Pig guys had mentioned the game that I've heard from your guys' side of the story, but not from their side.
Who? Well, Wobbum was on Weyburn.
Yeah.
Who else plays Iron Pigs?
I don't know who's that age, but Garrett Wobbum would have been playing.
Yeah, he was.
I have no idea. I was so new to town.
Oh, you know who else was on the other
side?
Did you play Mustangs with Jensen?
No.
No, but Grant was on the Weyburn side.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't have been scared.
No, I don't think Grant was scared.
Yeah. Grant was not scared.
I think Walton was the only one that's pretty I had heard from.
About I'm trying that. To think. Jackson Snyder, he never played ball, eh?
I just thought it was funny hearing it from the Weyburn side.
Why would they say? I don't know.
It was just a different perspective.
Well, like, those guys he was idiots. In the wall, but you remember Walton was in the middle of it. That's the guy. That's the guy who. Who was our goalie?
Wenham
chased Wobbum to the bench.
Oh, because he scored on him from the blue line. He had a wicked shot.
Huh?
It was just like Wenham tried to take him out on the breakaway. Like, oh, this was after all the shit went down.
Yeah,
and then
he chased
him
to the blue line.
And then he missed, and Wobbum scored in the empty net. So yes. Wenham chases a bench.
Yes.
Did Will Morris play hockey?
No.
No.
Well, not my age.
I'm trying to think of other guys.
He might be a different age. But
Hoyam?
No, too young. I'm trying to think who else was on that team. Sjostrand was their goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Him and Tristan Hopstein were their goalies.
On the Weyburn team?
Yeah. Jackson Snyder. Or Jackson Wagner was on that team.
Why did Sjostrand go there and you went the other way?
Well, back in the day, Mydale had two good goalies. And you could only have three out-of-town kids per team, right? And so Weyburn or Estevan could only take three kids from outside their circle. Outside of, so like this was, so this is something, it's not that way anymore, but like back in the day when I was going to tryout in Weyburn and there was a future NHL player, a guy who was 6'5" and would play college hockey and like three studs from out of town. It's like I could have been the fourth best player there and I was just donating my money to the tryout camp because they could only take those three.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. But that's why Mydale had two good goalies that were the same age in the same class. What are the they have one went to Weyburn, one went to Estevan because they knew they weren't gonna play on the same team. So that's Cody went to Weyburn and which is funny because he lives like 20 minutes closer to Estevan. And then Trombley went to Estevan.
Yeah.
Because Evan Trombley was our goalie. So me and Nevin, that's why I went to Estevan that year, because I had played in Weyburn in Bantam.
They just picked names out of a hat? Like, how did they decide?
I don't know how they decided. I don't know how that was. Well, Sjostrand's a family in Weyburn. That's maybe why they went that way. And I imagine Trombley went to Estevan because his dad worked at the mine. So, look at that. Probably figure that out pretty quick.
Logistics.
Made sense.
Yeah. But. Yeah, there's two guys from Mydale on each team during that spat. Because Caelan Brennan played for Weyburn too. The reason I went to Estevan was because Trombley was a returning player. Like, he was a vet. So I was like, I guess if I go there and make the team, it's a guaranteed driving buddy, right?
Ride to practice.
And then we ended up having two in each town.
Represent.
Yeah.
Mydale the hockey town.
Oh, you know who else was on that team in Weyburn? That was Mark Henderson, Mr. Really Good at Golf and win the Mustang tournament.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was on that team.
I think if you just stay sober enough, you'll probably win.
Mustang tournament?
Yeah.
Helps to be really good at golf, too.
Yeah, not loaded.
Yeah. Not loaded. Yeah, you gotta blow like 0.04 minimum.
That should be a rule.
Next year.
Yeah.
Or this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you come up to us and you come up to the scorekeeper's box and you have like a.
The scorekeeper's box.
You have like minus 25.
We just got a little fucking guy counting scores in a little box.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta blow into your little mobile blow box here. See what you're at. And if you blow below 0.04, that doesn't count.
Your card just goes in the garbage.
Like, it doesn't count. You go have supper.
You can be minus 20. It's fucking in the
garden. You can go have supper and enjoy yourself, but you don't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, September 21st, Woodlawn, Estevan, four-man scramble. Let me know if you wanna enter.
Bring a squad.
Bring a squad. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
I haven't entered a squad yet, but
I'm probably coming. Probably be the last tournament of the year, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
you would think. Anyway,
be pretty close.
Yeah. But did you guys see? I was looking at a post today.
How the heck did we get here?
Get you some time here. Did you? Who do you think in the NHL has the most posts? Last, like, hit the most posts and crossbars.
It's gotta be Matthews or Ovechkin.
Like recent,
like the guys who shoot the most.
Within, yeah, you got to take a lot of shots.
Okay, yeah. First most is 15 posts, 5 crossbars.
It's Matthews all day.
Matthews.
I was gonna say that's gotta be. Yeah.
Next.
Leads the NHL in goals, posts, and block shots by forward.
12 posts, 6 crossbars, 18 total. Mikko Rantanen. And Steven Stamkos. 11 posts, 6 crossbars, 17 total.
Huh. I didn't think he would play enough.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't play that much.
Yeah, he's just the one-timer on the power play nowadays, which should be interesting in Nashville.
Connor McDavid, 13 posts, 3 crossbars. Only 3 crossbars,
I was going to say, I don't think he can raise the puck that high. Seems like the only time he scores is when he just tucks it in along the ice.
He's more of an assist guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he just shoots it off Hyman's dick and in.
Yeah, he's like real smart. Hyman's dick.
Hyman, just stand there. I'm going to bank it off you and in.
Kirill Kaprizov, 12 posts. 3 crossbars.
What brought this up? Like, why did you?
Well, I don't know. I saw it today, and I was like, "That's interesting."
Yeah. You know how long it's been since we did a podcast? The whole Olympics happened.
Oh man!
Oh yeah, the breakdancing group.
Well, that's. I went on my little list that I just write stuff down that I thought was noticeable or notable.
Yeah.
And when I brought it up today, because we were gonna do this, it's like right at the top. Australian breakdance. Oh yeah.
Oh man. And what about Snoop Dogg being like the, like it seemed like he was like the fucking mascot for the Olympics this year. He was at like every different event. It seemed like.
Really? I didn't know that.
He was like wearing fucking Olympic shit all over the place for a while.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's just like the fucking poster boy for the Olympics.
For everything, man. Remember a couple years ago when the Senators were for sale and he was on ESPN doing an interview about trying to buy the Senators?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Like
3 years ago, he was on one of the NHL games as a commentator.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they bring with James Cebulski, they bring him in. Yeah.
He used to call like
every second period.
Yeah. He used to call like Ultimate Fighter fights too. Like when Sugar Sean O'Malley was coming out, he's like O'Malley beat up some guy, and he's just screaming O'Malley.
Snoop Dogg making the call. Like he'd be a great guy to hang out with because he would never say no to anything.
Yeah.
Like, hey Snoop, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You ever said no to anything? No.
No. That's funny. Yeah, that breakdancer. Like, what the fuck was that? That was very.
Well, awesome. She's
got a PhD or something.
No, but
like
she
that
like
breakdancing.
She like coerced her way into it because.
Which I don't understand how that happens.
Well, so I was trying to read up on that too.
I was not reading about it. I was just thinking about it, and of course, where does my brain go? Like, so is this kind of like the Jamaican bobsled team that just showed up and was like, hey, can we do this? And, okay, you got to qualify, but it's the timing race. Like,
No, it was like.
Do you remember like 10 years ago when they came back with another bobsled team and they got absolutely murdered?
No.
They didn't make a movie about that one.
They didn't make a movie about that
one. No, she.
It might have been Vancouver.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been in Russia.
I gotta watch that movie again. That's
no, I'm sure they brought another one in our like lifetime, and they got absolutely smoked.
Okay, so they don't have a governing body for breakdancing in Australia. So this girl and her husband created the governing body.
Oh, really?
And they held the tryouts, and her husband was a judge.
Was the judge?
And like she didn't let good breakdancers into the like the.
Hey man, don't hate the player.
The qualifiers.
The game,
yep. So like, there's videos of
just like, an ultimate. My dad's the coach syndrome.
There's like
my husband. Yeah,
there's videos of like the Australian breakdancers who didn't make it, and they're like actually doing breakdancing moves.
I think this is hilarious.
Like, nope.
I thought it was hilarious. Like, the judges gave her zero. Like, not zero. Not one.
Yeah.
Like, not one or two. Zero.
She didn't do any breakdancing stuff.
You know? I just like when she would come around and she'd have her hand on her chin. Yeah. And she'd be, like, looking. Yeah.
Like, she's pointing at her chest.
It's like, holy fuck. Well,
that was the joke, was that she coerced the Australian government into a free trip to Paris.
The Olympics. Yeah.
That's incredible.
The joke, or that's what happened?
Well, that's what they were saying. But well, like,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Jeez. Except she embarrassed herself. And she's like, I can't believe all the hate I'm getting. It's like, you didn't do anything.
And then they basically, like, now...
Can't believe the hate you're getting. Well, you just made a mockery of the whole fucking thing, man.
It's like, it's like if you
want to... Well, the Olympics in general.
But to be honest with you, if it's that easy to mock... That's a problem.
That would be like going into diving and doing a cannonball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be.
Yeah, man, it's the same thing.
Can you imagine how incredible
cannonball!
You'd have to yell too.
Yeah,
right off the tallest thing.
Oh my god!
Or a belly flop.
I mean, to be fair, why does breakdancing doing in the Olympics?
It's not anymore. They removed it after.
And that. I like how they're blaming her, but it was already not in the schedule.
Yeah,
I like when you watch it. It wasn't breakdancing, it was breaking.
Breaking, yeah, yeah.
Breaking, yeah.
This is the gold medal in breaking.
And the Canadian won.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
King Wizard or Wizard
something. There was some pretty impressive ones, though. Like, when you actually, like,
take your word for it.
I just don't know what makes a really good breakdancer.
I don't know when you
a really good breakdancer.
Like, when you think they broke something, but they didn't break something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how they don't break their neck when they're spinning on their head.
But I can't tell a really good one from a gold medal.
Well, I can tell what
I can tell which one was really bad and which one was decent.
Yeah. Cannonball.
That's the best analogy I've seen. Did you steal that or did you make that up?
No, I just made that up.
Wow.
Right off the top of my head. Yeah.
Okay. Been thinking on that for 3 weeks.
With all the shit I saw on Twitter about that, nobody came up with that analogy.
It'll be on there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably tonight now.
Yeah.
Before he hears it.
I don't know. I'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
What else happened at the Olympics?
What about the American runner that was like shit talking Canada and the relays or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And then like they got and then got spanked. Like, did you see him running out onto the track? And he was like,
race.
He had the COVID.
The relay? He raced in the relay, didn't he?
He pulled out.
He pulled out.
And then the guy they subbed in for him was the one that dropped the baton.
No.
Or like fucked up the baton pass.
Oh well, then which one was what race was it when he was like running around jumping
200.
Up? And down? Oh.
That's when he said he had the COVID.
Yeah, because he didn't win that one either.
He got bronze or something in the 200?
Yeah.
And then he said he had COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, we just saw you jump out of the fucking tunnel here.
That guy's a clown, man.
And then he was like at the club the same night.
And that was the guy who was calling out the NBA players.
For not being world champs.
World champion of what? basketball.
I was kind of glad. Like, I wasn't sure if I was happy or like... kind of, you know, about hit because he won the 100.
Yeah. Right?
And you saw the photo finish where there's like five of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, what is the deal with, did you see, you saw the photo finish?
I think I did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember seeing
it. So, I didn't know the exact rule.
I can't remember.
But like, it's not whoever gets a body part over the line first.
You got to get like your clavicle or
something. You have to get like your chest or your
collarbone.
Yeah. Well, that's why the one guy dove. There's one guy that dove in the race.
the American guy looks like he's having a seizure. Yeah. And then the dude beside him, his foot is way over the line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not in the Olympic Association here or whatever the governing body of running. But the dude who was across the line first with his foot, I feel like that's a pretty important part of the body when you're running. Your foot.
I
feel like if your foot goes across 8 inches ahead of the other guy, you should probably win.
Yeah. I think I saw something about that, though. I mean, I don't know if it's tradition or whatever, but they used to have the tape across. Right. And you had to break it with
break
your
the
chest.
Tape. Okay.
Because that's your actual body.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the reason they don't just have a.
That's foot. The best reason I've heard.
That's what I saw. I don't know.
I don't know.
I was watching the cycling
with my mom, and we thought it was fucking hilarious when they push off their bikes. They look like they're shitting their pants. Like, they're like...
like squatting.
When they first start, though, they like... like, they do this whole, like, I gotta... It's awful to try and describe this without showing you, but... I thought that was fucking hilarious. And then I didn't really get what was going on until the end of the race, anyways.
Yeah. What else was there? There was, you guys see the pole vaulter?
Yeah, fucking... with the huge wrench.
His yeah. wrench fucking hit the pole or whatever. You see that?
That might have been a win for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like if it's like, that's probably a good thing, eh? There was a lot of weird shit that happened, actually, now that you're thinking about it.
Well, what about with that river?
Yeah. The people swimming in the shit river.
And then they puked. Yeah. The guy from the triathlon got out of the water and puked.
Yeah, the mayor was going to say that he was going to go swim it to prove it was safe or something.
Well, like 2 days before the games, it wasn't safe. And it like barely got under the level, like the bar for whatever they consider safe. So if it was under the bar, it was just...
Yeah.
That's great. That's what you want. So it's good. It's safe.
Get in quick.
So they're racing.
And it's safe, but barely safe.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. No, I don't know.
They spent a lot of money to try and clean that shit up, too. Like $1 billion, I think.
Where does that money come from? Who does that? The city?
Taxes.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
So the city of Paris had to do it.
Probably the French government, I would think. Do they have a king over there still, or what the hell's the situation in France? I don't know.
We gotta look it up.
I think the Eiffel Tower's over there.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
That was, cool how they played volleyball, under the Eiffel Tower.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Oh, there's some shots of the...
Eiffel Tower Stadium, they call it.
It was right really? Underneath
it. It's like right in the middle, too.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was pretty sweet.
Of all the things though to do underneath it, like pretty sure there's not naturally a beach there. I couldn't put just the freaking badminton court or something. I guess the wind would probably hurt that a little more than volleyball.
Is badminton in the Olympics? I didn't see any badminton.
That's because who do you think wins it all?
Asia.
Right. So nobody gets no publicity over here.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
you can imagine people just fired up about badminton.
Okay, one thing I thought was pretty cool as the, you know, the political junkie I am was the North Korean and South Korean athletes taking the picture together. You see that?
Mm-mm.
Maybe it was badminton. I'm not sure what sport it was, but maybe table tennis. I don't know. But the South Korea and North Korea were both on the podium.
Yeah.
And the athletes, like whoever the third country was, it was a man and a woman of both. So it was a mixed doubles something.
Yeah.
And the third country left, and then the four Korean, like the North Koreans, I assume, have never been out of their country. I don't know.
Yeah.
And now cannot return to North Korea.
And they took pictures with the North Korean or the South Koreans.
Wow. You see that pro golfer, Korean guy? Can't remember. He was in the Olympics, and he needed to place top three to
avoid military.
Did he get it?
And he didn't.
Top fun.
He's in the scoring crown. Who was it? Morikawa? No.
I have no idea. I just saw
that. Oh, okay. They were talking about this on Overdrive a couple weeks ago. I didn't see the result.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
Oh, foot in mouth here. Badminton, men's singles.
America.
Gold medal? No.
South Africa.
No, blonde hair.
Sweden.
Close.
Finland.
Close.
Tom Kim.
Scotland. Denmark.
Oh, okay.
Denmark, followed by Thailand.
Scandinavia.
Women's singles, South Korea.
Is it not?
China. I don't know what that. Men's singles, bronze medal. I think it's, is that Malaysia?
Maybe.
India. So.
Pretty happy with my guess, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna
blonde hair. Ah, okay.
I thought you'd go Denmark second, but you didn't. Yeah.
I was stuck in the Scandinavian countries. I would have gone there. Well,
that's Denmark is Scandinavian.
Yeah, no, I went to Finland. So.
Yeah.
I would have gotten there eventually.
What are you searching for?
I was trying to find what the name of that golfer was. I'm pretty sure it was Tom Kim.
Oh, but... Tom Kim is from South Korea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Kim.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer. But that's going to kind of fuck your military or your golf career, you would think, right? Like he was I think he was number 26 in PGA. Like,
and he's North Korean?
South Korean.
South Korean.
North Korea golfer? Are you kidding? Who's the best golfer in North Korea, Talon?
Kim Jong-un.
That's right.
Yeah. He's the greatest.
He gets 18 on every course he ever steps foot on. Yeah. Nobody else can get anywhere near it over there.
Yeah.
I can see what's his name, Gillis, doing a Trump impression like, oh, yeah, we got another one.
Yeah.
I've never not got another one. Like, I don't know how
did we talked about Trump, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
The assassination.
Talked about Trump. We talked about him talking about the debate when he was talking to Biden about his how handicap. About... He's like, I was a 7 handicap or something.
I know you're golfing.
Yeah, he's like, that's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Just grabs the mic.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
How about that shit being exactly what I said last time?
Yeah, that like, was nuts.
Like 3 days later, and they did exactly what I said they were going to do.
Yeah, come on.
Replaced her with exactly.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, oh, she's so far ahead in the polls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the memes are funny is when it's like Kamala, like, we're going to do so much better than the people that are currently in office.
And yeah.
People are like,
that's you.
But that's you.
You are in office.
And I like how Biden's just gone.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't seen, there's not a thing.
I thought about that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's dead. Yeah, for sure. Like, maybe not dead, but like, he's gone off the face. He's in dementia special
he's
care
in a nursing home somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing real well.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
We did it, Joe. Remember that video?
No.
It was when Biden won the election. And then,
oh, and it's his wife?
No, it's Kamala Harris on the phone with him. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
I like, okay. My favorite part of the I can't even say your name. Kamala Harris stuff is that now she's a fake black person.
Mm-hmm.
So
Trump talking about
that was so funny.
Right. So have you read on this stuff?
No, not really.
Okay, so I read an article about it and it was the guy like breaking down her lineage. It's like, yeah, her Indian side. So she's half Indian, half Jamaican.
Yeah.
But the Jamaican is half black, half white.
Oh boy.
And
she's like an 8 black.
Right, but the Jamaican is maybe she's a quarter white, something like that. And the white dude was the Irish slave owner.
Oh.
That brought like enslave the entire fucking island or some shit. So her black is like the rich ones that own the slaves.
And that what she's turning her black voice on.
He was like, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy fuck, man.
Well, that's, and he came over and then of course he found himself a nice lady that she thought, well, it's either be a slave or be his slave. She picked the latter.
She goes, I just like how Trump says black.
Now she's black. Why do you keep calling it the China virus? There's no proof that it originated in China. Because it came from China.
Because it came from China. Fucking Trump, man.
She was India. I always knew her as an Indian woman, and now she's... She's black. I think Trump's fucked. We should put Trump back in office. They should put Trump back in office just so we can see him.
Yeah, I want to hear from him every day. I want to hear what's on his mind today. What's going on today, Trump? I'd really like to go golfing.
Yeah, right. He's already been golfing by the time you get to interview him.
Yeah, I've already played 36.
Need to talk to this idiot over here.
I shot 68 today.
Yeah. I want him when he wins the election, which We don't need to get into that. But if he's installed back as president, I want every day when he talks, I want his golf score from that morning.
What'd you shoot this morning, Trump?
Today I shot a 72.
HBC needs a guy in the press room. Hey, Trump. Yeah, you right there. Hey, Trump, what'd you shoot this morning?
Yeah. Do you have an eagle?
Yeah.
Any eagles today?
Any birdies, Trump?
I shot 18 because I've only ever shot all the ones.
Oh, this unreal par. He just goes in for half an hour about this par save he had when he was up and down out of the sand.
Trump, I want to ask you about some of the problems in the economy. No, I got no more time.
Trump, what'd you shoot on 16 today?
Trump, how'd you play that? What club are you hitting?
Yeah.
Well, that's the par three, and we were upwind.
It's a tough shot. He just goes full like guy after he wins the Masters interview.
Yeah, right. Just buddying the Dustin on Wednesday night at about 7:30. What time's the men's night tee off? Five thirty. So Dustin at about 8 o'clock at the clubhouse in Woodlawn. So he's going, "Oh man, that shot on 7 out there." Blah, blah, blah.
I don't make stories up.
No, I'm not saying he has to make stories up.
Yeah, no, they're real. Yeah,
Trump's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Any grinds your gears? Did you bring any?
I got one. Yeah. I got a good one.
Let's hear it.
So, you know, we go over, like, there's a few reoccurring themes in this
Driving is a big one.
Like, drivers. We just forever and ever paper straws. Right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of a play on the paper straw thing here. So, what is one thing? So, I don't know if you've heard, but Dairy Queen and Weber and Estevan went back to the plastic straws and they got shit from Dairy Queen Canada and like disciplined and had to switch back.
What, in Estevan?
Yeah.
And they always had plastic straws.
And they serve their milkshakes in plastic cups.
Well, hang on. This gets even better. So
yeah,
I was in Dairy Queen Weyburn with the kid the other day. And what's one thing that has historically always been paper? McDonald's had the best ones. The ketchup containers, the little cups.
Ah, yes.
They're fucking plastic.
No, they're not.
Hard fucking rock solid plastic.
So you can't open them up to make them bigger for more
No,
ketchup?
They're just a little cup. Oh. It's like a little plastic cup.
The Five Guys ones?
What?
I'm not sure what the Five Guys ones are.
It's like a bowl.
Yeah, and they're plastic. And it's just like... So we took the foldy paper cups and we replaced them with hard plastic ones. And now we can't have plastic straws.
It's just like a kid in the corner just beating his head against the wall or something. Just,
I was going to 7-Eleven today and I was
like, you could put these things in a fucking dishwasher. Like if you wanted to. Like they're fucking plastic.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the new Slurpee flavors and I'm like, you know, I'd love to get a Slurpee, but like I'm
just can't cut it.
I'm not doing it with the paper straws. I'm not.
I was so disappointed with that too. I went like when it was hot in July there, I went for Slurpees and those fucking paper straws. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me?
I'm not doing it. I'm not. You can have the best flavors ever. Mm-hmm. If anything, I'm just not gonna use a straw. Yeah.
Like, I used to be the milkshake guy.
Did you do it with your hands or what? Just fucking.
I used to be milkshake guy at Dairy Queen. I'd always get a fucking milkshake. I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before, but now with the paper straw.
Yeah.
There's so much fucking friction trying to suck that milkshake up the paper straw. It's just milk by the time it gets in your mouth. It fucking melts on the way up.
Yeah, you just gotta ditch it. You gotta ditch the straw.
Yeah, you gotta drink it. You gotta get rid of the cup, like the plastic cover, and just. And like when you, the top half it's all right, but now you haven't stirred it halfway down and you threw your straw away, so you haven't stirred it in a while, and so you give her the spin and then you tip her up and the whole thing comes and straight on the nose.
Well, I was at McDonald's and you know how they used to have the plastic
the spoon on the
McFlurry?
Yeah.
And it would spin it all up.
Those were
they don't have those anymore.
Ever.
No, cardboard spoons.
No, the fucking fuck wood off.
How do they mix it?
I don't know.
They just shake the fuck out of it.
They probably use a plastic spoon.
Yeah, and they just leave stir it. They just leave the same, the last plastic spoon they ever had, just left it on the McFlurry machine.
Every McFlurry gets the same spoon. Yeah.
And those wood spoons are the worst because when you eat it, like tastes like fucking wood.
Yeah,
it's like chewing on a piece of fucking bark, man.
Why you chewing your spoon?
Well, I'm not saying you like, when you fucking like
you have to flip it over. You gotta go in spoon on top. Perfect, I don't know how you do with soup, but
perfect example is, have you ever had those rice bowls at Tim Hortons? They're actually pretty
not good. Not a fucking chance.
They're pretty good. Got them for lunch before.
Yeah.
And they come with that wood spoon, man. And so you're eating your fucking whatever, okay, like a wood salad spoon or whatever.
In a rice bowl. Why don't they just go fucking chopsticks?
Oh, it's so bad, man. Like it's just like it's like this fucking spoon's so dumb. But yeah.
That's the only wood utensils I've used to this point.
They literally these like you can fucking taste them when you like use it. It's fucked.
That's the biggest boycott I've had so far. Even more so, like I've used more paper straws than I have wood utensils by a mile.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Those wooden spoons that they don't even really have like a bowl part. It's just
flat.
It's just flat.
Like a spatula.
It's like someone was sitting in the bush, like stranded, and they fucking whittled themselves a fucking eating utensil for the one time a year they catch a fish.
It's just flat. Like and then it's just like the tiniest little, I can't hold shit in here. I couldn't hold two strains of rice. It's
so dumb. I hate those things. I hate those things too.
I hate Canada. Fuck Canada.
Yeah, it's turning into hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I took all the straws
in a paper hand
from the Dairy Queen in Plentywood when I left. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
I did it. I almost didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then I did like a double check. And Brad was at the till. Brad and Mitch.
Yeah.
And there was other people with them. Probably Colks, I guess. And it's just like, I took like a couple. And then I just went back and grabbed the rest. And then away I went. Off to the border.
See you later.
Yeah.
We went golfing in Crosby. And we come back and Bailey had some like baby stuff or whatever. She got her to Noonan, so she claimed it, whatever. A couple buddies I went golfing with, they bought some beer. They had some peaches, 12 of them. They're like, okay, classic. Yeah, like the border
12
guard.
12 peaches?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen the 30 racks.
Yeah, I think we only had 12 left.
Ah, yeah, makes so more sense.
So the border guard was like, he just, to be nice, he was kind of a dick, but we pulled through and whatever, we're like, yeah, come and pay duty, and we're like, yeah, okay, yeah. And so me and Bailey went in because we figured it was just like for the baby clothes, like $200 worth. And we go in there and he's like, where are your buddies? And we're like, oh, they're still in the truck. He's like, well, I need to see them for the beer. And we're like, oh okay. So I went back and got him. I was like, open the door. I'm like, yeah, he wants to talk to you guys. He looked at me. No, he fucking doesn't. like instantly straight to anger. I'm like, oh boy. So whatever, we go in and I'm just like, yeah, pay your duty, whatever. And fucking the border guard's like, so like how many beer was it? 11 or 12? Because he couldn't tell when he was in the truck. He's counting them. He's like, yeah, it was 12. He's like, okay. He's like, how much did you pay for him? He's like, well, I don't know. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, kind of, like you got to know this shit, right? Like, so he's like, well, I don't know. He's like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't know, maybe like $15. And he's like, well, was it $15 or was it less? I don't want to overcharge you. He's like, I don't know, like $15 is fine. And the guy looks at me like, well, how much was it? I'm like, I don't know, man. I was sitting in the truck when they bought the beer. Like, he's like, well, did you have a receipt? He's like, no, I don't have the receipt. Like, I didn't bring the receipt. He's like, well, I don't want to overcharge you on duty. Like, you know, and he's like, well, how much is the duty? He, like, types it in for 12 years. He'll be like, $10. He looks at him, man. He was so fucking mad. He's just like, $10 fucking? He's like, he gives him 20. He's like, keep the fucking change.
He gave the government more fucking money.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. He didn't keep the guy. Didn't keep the change.
Oh.
But yeah, he was like fucking. He's like, I crossed the border or wherever, and we had like $400 some worth of this, this, and this, and they didn't fucking bring us in. You're bringing me in over 12 beers. Fucking bullshit, blah. Like, I'm just like, holy fuck, man. But when he said, yeah, $10, fuck, man. I was like trying to be quiet. Other buddy was trying to be quiet. And fuck, when he sent $10, we both almost choked, man. Like, fucking, it's just like the look on buddy's face. He just fucking, he was kind of half tight, eh? And just fucking giving her.
But yeah, it was funny.
But yeah, that Crosby golf course is actually
pretty good.
Fuck, it's on unreal shape, man. The green's fucking beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, 9 holes, but fuck. It wasn't like super hard.
It's not that far.
Just yeah,
go down there.
Yeah, it's a nice course. Maybe this weekend, maybe. Or I guess guys are harvesting though.
Brianna's gone.
Yeah,
I get done baling some straw. There might
it was fun. It was a good time. The chick there working, she's like, "Oh, can you?" Because I think on weekdays, certain weekdays, it's half price for Canadians too.
Oh, nice.
But
is it the same? Like chew and beer's cheap down there. Is golf cheap down there?
No, golf's not cheap. No.
Thought maybe it was the same.
No,
same kind of.
Well,
math.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, it was about the same. But yeah, she's like, oh yeah, she's like, you guys come here for cheap booze and tobacco, and we go there for cheap groceries and baby formula. I'm just like, oh yeah, cool.
Cheap groceries.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, I don't know, but I guess exchange maybe, but. Their dollar is actually worth a dollar.
I don't think. I don't. Think
but I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think she's right there.
That's what I was like. I don't know.
Have you been up here since 2008?
Yeah.
Well, she said she has a DUI and she hasn't been able to get up here in a while. So maybe she hasn't been. But she was like, oh yeah, and you guys got the Aero bars and the ketchup chips. And I was like, so next time I go golfing there, I'm gonna
take her
some Aero bars and. Ketchup chips, maybe get some green peas.
This just made me think of this. Did I tell on the pod about the most American person in the history of the world that we met at the bar in Plentywood?
Was it Trump?
No, might as well have been.
Really?
60 years younger, but...
Big supporter.
Huh? Like this guy, he got arrested at the border because he didn't know he couldn't bring handguns into Canada. I didn't tell you guys about this? No. So we're in there. We go and there's
what
like,
do you mean I can't bring this in? It's not even loaded.
Yeah. So we go in.
Safety's on. Fuck.
This is not American.
We found the most. It was really good too.
Yeah.
The most expensive steak in Montana.
Oh yeah.
And so we all go there for supper and there's one rate. It's whatever. It doesn't matter what day it was. But there's one waitress. And it's like, place is pretty full. So she's running off her shoes and her boyfriend's sitting at the bar. And he starts helping her just because whatever. So he's helping us. Like, she's helping the couples and he's helping the 20 or 15 drunk dudes.
Good call.
Yeah, he's just...
With his handgun in his pocket.
I'm thinking, guaranteed. I didn't see one, but guaranteed it was under his shirt in the back.
In Montana?
Guaranteed.
Can you do that in Montana?
I don't know, but this guy
doesn't
did.
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's awesome.
I don't remember what the fuck it was called. But anyway, so he's been helping us, and we've just been chatting it up, and he's sitting at the end of the table, whatever, just, and he's from Northern California, and he's just out here working rigs, and his girlfriend's, whatever, working at this bar. And yeah, you know, I had to go pick up a rig at Portal once, and yeah, I didn't realize you guys couldn't carry firearms up there. And he listed off like 3 or 4 different things he had with him in his truck. And oh yeah, I thought, well, I'll just go back. And oh my goodness, they put me in handcuffs and they had whatever. Like, I'll just turn around and go back.
Just turn around and go back. Yeah. That's not how this works.
Yeah. But then he
importing engines.
He was telling us about I don't remember what he called it, some type of shell. And he's like, "Yeah, my buddy makes them, and so we're gonna go out and watch him blow this thing up." And I don't even get out the door. I stop to talk to some of the girls, like the guys, me and
one of, like, don't go with him.
No, like, these are like our team's girlfriends or wives. Oh, okay. Like, it was like Jamie and yeah. And who else was there? Brittany and doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I stopped for 5 seconds. The guys all go outside, and it sounds like a fucking nuclear bomb is dropped outside.
He wasn't fucking around.
The fucking building like shakes. And, like, there's probably half of our, like, the guys that were gonna go out there didn't get out to see it, and the other guys come in and they're just like, "Holy fuck!" Yeah. He pulled this thing out of his truck, sits it down, and I don't know if he shot it or what he did, and it was fucking exploded. Yeah.
Right in the parking lot.
Yeah, right in the back. We're behind the fucking, the back door.
This was in Plentywood?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just like, that's awesome. Yeah, the one fucking waitress's boyfriend is just, yeah. Every time she'd tell him to do something, he's like, "I don't even work here." So.
I just want to blow shit up with my friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were fucking making friends with him by the end of the night. And it was funny. Fuck. Yeah, he's like, I forget what sport he was like. You're just taking his word for it, but he was like 360 pounds, like a beanpole. I want to say he was a fucking baseball player, like a former stud ball. Because he was talking about, they got a baseball team here in Plentywood. I was like, yeah, they do. And I used to play, and did this until I tore whatever. And oh, yeah, classic story.
Yeah. We all did.
Yeah.
Not me. I just sucked. But, yeah. But.
We all didn't tear our ACLs in fourth grade.
Yeah, we'd be in the show, yeah. We'd be sitting, we'd have 10 times as many podcast listeners.
10 times, yeah. Probably not. We might have more doing whatever we're doing right now.
What are we doing right now?
I don't know what time.
Talon didn't say it grinds his gears yet. We rabbit holed after Logan's.
Yeah. Did you say one? You didn't say one.
No, I didn't say one either.
I'll give it some thought here.
I'll say one. Mine was from a few weeks ago, but I heard on the news in Saskatoon, which I thought it was Regina, because I was saying, don't ever forget that Regina grinds my gears because it's a shithole. But it didn't even happen in Regina. But I just assumed it happened in Regina. Well, that little lemonade stand that the little 7-year-old girl had that those two kids robbed with a knife.
Oh, I never heard of that.
You never heard of this?
That sounds like a Regina thing, though.
Yeah, I definitely thought it happened in Regina when I heard it. No, it happened in Saskatoon.
Oh.
Some 7-year-old girl had a lemonade stand, right? Like, just I don't know what she was raising money for, but it doesn't matter. She had maybe a lemonade stand. Yeah, maybe for herself. And likely for herself. And like a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old kid. One of them like had warrants or something, I think.
Like, they robbed her from the lemonade stand.
They robbed her, man. They took all her candy, all her
2 liters of lemonade, just
all her money, and with a knife, man. Like, fucking pulled a knife on her. And so whatever, like, I'm pretty sure they got arrested, but they had the little girl on the news like 2 days later or whatever.
Interviewing her?
Yeah, man. What the fuck? Like, yeah, I know. I was like, they're like, so how did it feel or whatever? And she just comes on and all she says, "It was willy scary." Yeah. Fuck, man. I was like, she's okay.
Yeah.
I hope she's okay. But then shout out to the Saskatoon Berries, which is a team we've talked about on here.
Yeah.
They had great her game out for like the next few games at their games to sell lemonade. So, but yeah, that grinds my gears, man. All the crackheads fucking now in these fucking cities like Saskatoon and Regina. Like, Regina's so bad. They're everywhere. Estevan's even getting bad, man.
There was a guy so this just happened. When the hell was a couple weeks ago? Me and the whole fam, we took some call cows into Weyburn.
Yeah.
And stopped at Burger King after. So when I had the truck and trailer, you can't park close to the fucking place.
You
want to
know something funny before you go too far into this?
Yeah.
My dad, or my buddy.
buddy. Yeah.
My buddy tried to go through that drive-through with a cattle trailer on.
Hit Burger King and Weyburn? You have to go around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Okay. funny story.
No, I don't know if it was. It was somebody.
This is probably.
I don't know if it was my dad or not.
This is probably before you moved to Estevan.
Yeah.
So, do you remember the hedge that used to be by the drive-thru at McDonald's?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My buddy also went through the drive-thru with the stock trailer, crushed the hedge. That's where it's gone. So, that was probably. Oh, that was more than 20 years ago. So, yeah, the hedge has been gone for a while.
A few years ago, not a long time ago, but a few years ago, somebody rolled their car in the Estevan drive-through. And
I McDonald's, remember that.
I was going to say, there's definitely pictures of this somewhere. Somebody listening remembers. Besides, you're like, I don't know, what the fuck? He like drove up the ordering thing and fucking flipped the car.
I remember
it was upside down in the drive-through. But yeah,
hey, what was I saying?
We were talking about the drive-through at Burger King, and
Yeah. Well, there was a he was a pretty normal-looking crackhead, but the only way I could describe him.
When you say a normal-looking crackhead, I instantly go to no teeth, hunched over, he hasn't graduated crack school.
Like, I mean, he's walking.
He's an apprentice.
He's walking up and down. And I didn't see, I wasn't inspecting his smile, but I didn't see any I could definitely see teeth. Yeah.
He's an apprentice.
Brianna was.
Aspiring crackhead.
So I went in to the.
Aspiring crackhead.
I took Corbin.
That's
walked,
the title, eh?
We walked up to the freaking. To the Burger King. We walked over there because we're back out where the ruts are where the freaking semis have to park. And I pass this guy in the parking lot, and he just looks like he's talking on the phone.
Yeah.
But as I'm sitting in line, I can kind of, you can see the truck out there, and he's meandering back and forth, and he's clearly no longer talking on the phone. He's obviously pretending to talk on the phone because nobody talks on the phone.
For way too long.
It's just he's off, he's on, he's doing what, it's just and he's walking back and forth, just slowly getting closer to the truck.
What is this bit you're doing here?
What's he doing?
And it's you could tell when he got close enough that he noticed there's still people in the truck. And then he's just walking around, but he's still pretending to be on the phone, and he's doing all of it really fast. He's not sulking around. He's high. He's getting somewhere.
Thinks he's stealthy.
But he's up. He's alert. He's not loping around.
Yeah, he's alert enough to rob a truck.
Yeah,
he's
making business calls.
But he was just like. And then I get back, and Brianna was sitting in the back seat with the two boys with the doors locked. That's probably fair.
These fucking crackheads are everywhere.
It was just he was just fucking all over. He crossed that whole fucking parking lot 9 times. Yeah.
It's so bad, man. It's sad, really. But, fuck.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know that he was a crackhead, but he was sure doing some crackhead shit.
Like you said, he's aspiring crackhead.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some crackhead energy.
Yeah, right? If he works hard.
Yeah.
If you work hard and apply yourself.
Yeah. Couple more years, he'll be in Regina.
He's making his way there.
He will graduate from Weyburn crackhead to Regina crackhead. Just like
right, you could be in, you can be out in Newton Avenue.
Okay, who's the homeless dude in Weyburn?
Oh no, never mind.
Hang on, we gotta just. He was something Jim.
Tooney Jim.
Tooney Jim. So, my cousin is a teacher in Weyburn. She took her kids, her school kids. To a field trip in Regina. And I don't remember. They must have been at the downtown somewhere, the ledge. I don't know where, but the only thing I can think of downtown you'd take kids is the legislature or something like that. I don't know.
Science Center?
Science Center.
Maybe the yeah, but that's not homeless people-y enough.
They're everywhere, man.
Are they around?
I wouldn't doubt that they're at the Science
but
Center.
Like,
they might be sneaking in there trying to get in one of those dark rooms and sleep.
And these are elementary kids, right? So they're I don't remember if they were in the, I think they were out of the bus. Pretty sure they were on the street, and they were the teachers were hey, we got to stay here, walking on this side, because the other side, there's some sketchy people over there. And then one of the kids is, that's Tooney Jim! It was.
Tooney Jim
was in Regina, and the Weyburn kids picked him out.
Oh my god.
I just yelled at the top of his lungs, and apparently Jim was waving and like,
he was like, "Hey, kids,
like, oh, this is even better."
He's the guy that would you go to seven, he'd like come and like knock on your window and be like, "You got a toonie,"
and
he would swerve in front of you. Yeah, like
on his bike, because really? He's trying to get an insurance claim.
Are you serious? You hit him, it's like
yeah, people would just hit him and then drive away.
Yeah, he'd like got a tune. If you see him, he'd be like going the same way as you, and he'd be getting closer, and then just woo up in front of you. Yeah,
yeah. But then his tricks got old, and then they're like, I'm not.
Well, then he's doing it all right. Like when the highway goes through Weyburn, he's doing it on the highway there because that's where you get the people who aren't locals. In town, everybody knew his tricks.
Yeah.
He had to get the passers-by.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got to Regina.
He probably biked.
That's a trek. I don't know if he's the most top physical condition.
Hey, man, you ride a bike that much, I got to think you're in good shape.
I've never seen him ride it all that much.
Maybe he got enough cab fare with his toonies.
I guess, man. I'd never give him a toonie.
Someone probably did. Otherwise, you'd probably quit asking.
God damn it. You'd like come right up to your window like way too close.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a...
He doesn't want to yell either. He's just like nice and quiet. Got a toonie.
It's like you thought that you were going to hand him some drugs. Like
that's another good title too. Got a toonie.
That's hilarious. The toonie gym story. Because everyone in Weyburn knows Toonie Jim.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. She's like, the kids recognized him and it was him.
And it was then that I lost all faith in humanity.
Well, she's like, then I felt less scared, but also more scared at the same time.
Yeah, and also sad for these children.
Yeah. they can recognize
it's like a celebrity sighting.
Yeah. That's Regina celebrity is the homeless guy who came from another town. The most famous person in Regina.
What'd you guys do this summer? Anything exciting happen?
Well, I think that was last winter. I just heard the story.
It's Toonie Jim in Regina.
That's hilarious.
That's way better than what I did. You get his autograph?
Toonie Jim.
Does he know how to write?
Never met him.
Maybe at one point.
Yeah.
I think he's beyond the aspiring crackhead. He's just
is he broken? A crackhead or is he just homeless?
I never got crackhead vibes from him, but I mean, I'm not a connoisseur of what the homeless population.
I was told that he would just like spend all his money. I don't know. He would spend all his money. Just, like he would get money and then just like immediately not have money. Whether he's spending it on booze or drugs, I don't know, or gambling, I don't know. You just
chuck it in the vilts.
You'd get money and then he would just have no money.
Where would he get money from?
Toonies.
Fair enough. Day out.
My ninth toonie of the day.
It's a good day. Get yourself a sandwich and Subway with that.
No, just got to get two of those tall cans.
Fuck. Oh, boy.
Anybody got anything else? Dustin, what's your grind your gears?
The crackheads.
No, I don't have.
Talon doesn't have
one. Aspiring crackhead. You don't have nothing pissed you off.
Everybody on Highway 13 was such a good driving this summer that he never had any driver stories the whole ball season.
That's trying to think of anything in.
We must have a lot of listeners out there.
Yeah,
driving better.
Trying to think in anything right. Happened.
He's cleaned up the driving pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You just
that's good.
You just hope you can make a change one day.
Yeah. HBC just out here doing positive things. Well, I mean,
more tolerant.
While you think, I could give Handy another.
Yeah, another shout out. Yeah,
Silverback Welding.
Who?
Team Canada. Who?
Silverback Welding, Mark Handy. Go like Swift Current area for all your welding and battery operating needs. Call Mark. Thanks for the mics, Mark.
I have another grinds my gears a little bit.
Let's hear it.
It's not so much the fact that what's happening in Weyburn, but how the hell did they make a hospital with only one entrance? Like the highway's under construction in town, 13?
Yeah.
to get to the hospital, you have to go down the in the middle of the residential,
really,
and come up and drive
the big
right
detour
through the
sucks there.
I know, yeah. But we had to get to the hospital this week, and yeah. It was a fucking zoo.
Ugh.
And it's like, you know how long it's been under construction there? It's been a long time.
It just cleared up today.
Did it?
Just opened up.
So, like, when they open the new hospital, I hope it's got more entrances off more than one road.
Well,
like in Estevan, if one was off, you would go in the other one.
You think that there'd be a road from?
There's like three entrances to the hospital
on three different roads. No, it's just two different roads.
Well, there's one this way, one this way, and then there's one heading back east too that you can come in the back parking lot through, like where the employees park, but you can still get in. Yeah. Yeah.
Good to know.
And then there's like, if you bring a helicopter,
right?
That entrance too.
I like that one.
Here goes my cord.
I definitely don't prefer to go to the hospital in the helicopter. I don't know about you.
Yeah, like
that's probably the last place I want to go in a helicopter.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah,
but I'm the pilot.
You're the pilot. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be better.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
As long as you're not the pilot and you're riding in the back.
Our prospective chauffeur for Big Time Imports took me up to look for some heifers there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Nice little rig. Or you weren't. Did you go in the plane to hockey tournaments last year?
No. Zach did.
Yeah.
I didn't. No.
Yeah.
You'd fly around?
Yeah, we went for a little rip.
Nice.
Down to Torquay and back.
Sweet.
Around. Yeah.
That's fun.
It takes like no time. You don't realize how fast it is.
Yeah. Literally.
Just like, oh, shoot. We got out of the truck, jump in there, up, and it's been 5 minutes, and we're here.
Yeah. Welcome. Like did you you landed? Like
I did not land it, no. But
no, yeah, you landed though over there? Like you guys didn't just fly around and come back?
No, that's what we did. We flew around and came back.
But you didn't land in Torquay somewhere?
No.
Okay. I was like, where'd you land?
No. We landed back at the farm.
Okay.
You landed
on the gopher holes.
Nope, still up there.
Well, I thought like when you said we got like, there in the 5 minutes, I was like, well, you guys landed over there or what?
Like, I'm sitting here thinking like, well, he can't think that I landed the plane, but he also can't think that we're still in the sky. I'm not sure what he's asking.
He said we go out there in 5 minutes. I was asking if you landed there, if you just like flew there and turned around.
You can land.
We drove around and did a bunch of loop-de-loops looking for some cows, and then
I got you.
Nothing, you just land on the main drag.
Yeah, you just land on the 606.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could. Yeah.
What's up?
Coming in.
All right. Should we wrap her up?
Yeah, probably not a bad idea.
Shout out Mark Handy.
Yeah. Thanks, Marky boy.
We got to mix in some more of those in the middle.
We're
bad at that.
Kind of forget. We're rusty. We got to get back into this podcasting thing.
One a week. I don't know. That's a little bit.
That's a little much for right now. Yeah.
Hockey season would be good.
Yeah.
Well, hockey season's dark at 4:30. So, like, you're not. Hockey like, season. Today I got out of the tractor, came here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hockey season, if we did that, we'd do it. We'd go for supper.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. You want to thank your imports and
non
elites?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Here,
all you elites and non elites, you just keep her tight. We got a few more months and we'll be back on the ice. Some of you, I won't be, but
tomorrow.
Oh, Thursday night, if you want to skate, 9:00 affinity, let me know.
$10.
$10.